Welcome back to the Mindcastle podcast. This is Reagan Schrock, and today is a bit different in that I'm the only one in the studio today. So a short little update on this podcast. We haven't been posting that much, but right now, Austin is out of the country, down in Mexico, perfecting his Spanish-speaking skills. So that is very exciting, and hopefully we'll have some interesting episodes when he comes back on what that experience was like and some of the dynamics of what it takes to learn a new language and how to learn things well, which is clearly one of the themes of this podcast, something we've talked about quite a bit in the past and something I really care about. So in the meantime, till Austin gets back, here's a bit of a one-off episode with just me explaining something that I've come to really care about. So this year, I've been studying and reading quite a lot about habits. Earlier this spring, here in 2023, I had the sudden realization that my life wasn't really operating in a sustainable way. The schedule was just too full. I wasn't really taking my health as seriously as I should. I was falling behind on some key areas in life. And really, in general, I was just like really, really tired. So I ended up taking a break from both the nonprofits that I helped start, spend some time in reflection, and try to find a way to balance everything well in a way that's sustainable so that I can come back into the things that I'm doing in a more sustainable way. And of course, that led me inevitably down the road of how critically important habits are. And this is what really made it click for me. So if I eat one donut, that probably won't affect my health that much. But if I eat a donut every day for 100 days, there will almost certainly be a noticeable health decline that would not be good for me. Doing things that aren't good for us has a compound effect. If I don't get enough sleep one night, probably not the end of the world. But if I don't get good sleep for 100 days, that's going to have a serious negative impact on both my body and my mind. So, yes, that is how negative things build and compound on themselves. But the same goes for things that are good for us. So, if I go for a vigorous walk one morning, it probably won't have a significant long-term health benefit, honestly. But if I do it every morning for 100 days, that benefit will become suddenly undeniable. If I go to the gym one time, it won't turn me into a Gymshark athlete. But if I go for 100 days, I will be essentially a new person. I will have radically changed. So that's for our physical health, but the same goes for our minds. If I read a good book for 30 minutes one day, there's maybe a very slight improvement. But if I turn that into a habit and do it for 100 days, suddenly I've exponentially grown my knowledge base and I've strengthened my mind. So really it comes down to a simple formula. Do a thing times 100 times and you'll have big changes. But if you don't do that action, the formula turns into zero times those 100 days and that equals nothing. Anything multiplied by zero is still zero. So when it comes to doing the things that are good for you, one is always better than zero. Doing even the smallest possible positive action for 100 days will equal something. It is guaranteed to equal more than if you did nothing at all. So the lesson is do something good for you, even if it's small. A 5-minute walk is better than no walk at all. Reading one page of a book is better than reading nothing at all. Now take that small positive action and compound it day after day after day. Sometimes even the smallest action over a long term can make the difference between success and failure. You know, Aristotle said something to the effect of, what we do repeatedly defines much of our lives. So choose wisely those things that you do every single day. So I hope you enjoyed this short little podcast. If you found this kind of thing interesting, there is a fantastic book I can recommend called The Compound Effect, which will be linked down below. A short little book that I read and highly recommend you pick it up, give it a read. It really dives into this concept of what are these things, these small things that we can compound and build on each other. And you take a small thing times 100 days, times a year, times 2 years, and suddenly that small thing has grown into something so much bigger and has so much more momentum in your life that you will not get if you do nothing at all. So if you do nothing for 100 days, you'll be in the same spot. But if you do even a tiniest positive change over the long term can make such a big difference. So thanks so much for listening. Hopefully we'll be back with more content. We actually have a couple more episodes that are in the queue, but because Austin is down in Mexico, we haven't finished production on them yet, so hopefully those will be dropping soon. But we figured we'd drop this little short episode on here just to keep things interesting and keep the feed alive, so to speak. So I hope you found this valuable. Feel free to hit me up on Twitter, @ReaganSchrock, and of course on my website at ReaganSchrock.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next episode.